This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
The head of Chicago Public Schools is stepping down. School CEO Janice Jackson today announced plans to resign this summer after 3 years on the job. And she's not the only one leaving the school district. The chief operating officer and chief education officer have also recently announced plans to leave. WBEZ's education reporter Sarah Karp is here live to tell us more. And Sarah, why is Jackson leaving and what do we know about who might replace her?
So Janet Jackson said this afternoon that she was leaving to spend more time with her family. She said that she was a little bit tired, which I think is a little bit of an understatement. I mean, this has been a really, really hard year. She mentioned that, you know, the dealing with the pandemic and all the labor strife has been difficult. And I think that she was just maybe just worn out. She has been with CPS for 22 years as a professional. But she started at CPS as a preschooler, so it's been a long time that she's been with the school district. In terms of who will replace her, Mayor Lori Lightfoot says that she'll do a nationwide search. The school district actually hired a search firm at the last Board of Education meeting. At the time, I thought it was for the chief education officer, who's also leaving, but it looks like that might be the group that's going to do the search for the CEO. Lightfoot kept mentioning that there's a lot of people who've left CPS who might want to come back for the CEO job. So I think we're going to have to keep our eyes on those people.
And Sarah, this seems like a really tough time for a leadership transition. What did Jackson and the mayor have to say about that today?
The mayor tried very hard to assure people that there are a lot of good people left in Chicago Public Schools and that they will do fine and that there will be no leadership vacuum, and that students will not notice any difference from the departure of Jackson and the chief education officer and the chief operating officer. But it is unquestionably a difficult time. I mean, right now, we're just getting back to having students in schools in person, and next year they want the kids to be there full-time every day. The school district is also getting $1.8 billion from the federal government, and figuring out how to spend that is going to be not only a big endeavor, but maybe a fight between, you know, parents who want some say-so and the Chicago Teachers Union who wants some say-so. And then also, we're going to be dealing with the effects of the pandemic, and whether that's learning loss of students, maybe a drop in test scores and graduation rates. So there's a lot of things that the next CEO will have to figure out how to solve.
And Sarah, let's talk a little bit about Jackson's tenure. What are some of the highs and some of the lows?
So I would say the biggest high is that she was able to boast that test scores in the school district were not only growing, but growing at a faster clip than anywhere else in the nation. There's also rising graduation rates. And also, Janice Jackson enjoyed some financial stability after years of budget crises. So I think those are the big things. She also brought a lot of emphasis on equity. She created the chief equity office, and then she also made sure that schools that were struggling got extra money in terms of equity grants. She opened a high school in Inglewood called the Inglewood STEM High School. She's very, very proud of that. And it was part of her effort to bring high-quality programming to the south and west sides of the city. I would say that her lows is that she was chief education officer before she was chief executive officer, and during that time, the school district secretly cut special education to such a degree that the state had to come in and take over the special education department, and she didn't do anything to stop that. I don't know exactly what hand she had in causing that. Also, I would say the fact that she was not able to achieve labor peace is a low. Not only did we have a strike in 2019, but there were several strike threats through her tenure. And while she probably blamed the Chicago Teachers Union for being too strident, there were probably some misreads on her part. For example, this summer she had held off negotiating with the union over reopening, but then this fall and winter she had to negotiate, and it was at the last minute, and it was very, very stressful. Now, I don't know how much of those misreads were Jackson's fault or Lightfoot's fault, but the end result was not pretty.
All right, Sarah, thank you very much for that update.
Thank you.
WBEZ's education reporter, Sarah Karp.